Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Let's go to Washington now, where security officials there are scrambling to find out what they can about the US soldier who earlier today crossed the border from South Korea into North Korea. John Nichols is National Affairs Correspondent with The Nation and joins me now. John, you're very welcome to the programme. What is this all about? What happened?
Well, it's a weird incident, and it doesn't look to be anything of military consequence per se. This involves a U.S. soldier who was on a civilian tour of a demilitarized zone. So he was in an area between North Korea and South Korea, taking a tour, and suddenly he broke loose from the tour group and apparently ran toward the North Korean border. He was immediately arrested by the North Koreans and has been held by them since, although there are some indications that he will be returned to the U.S. Military at some point in the not too distant future.
Do we know anything about his motivation?
Well, there are reports that he was facing disciplinary action. Now, what for or why, we don't know. We don't know his name or anything of that sort. So he may have been, he may have had some sort of troubles on his own, you know, in his personal experience, whatever. But that has not been confirmed in any sort of major way. So at this point, all we know is this is a U.S. soldier. He crossed the demilitarization line. He crossed into North Korean territory. They took him and are holding him. And now, because the U.S. has very complex relations with North Korea, the U.S. is communicating about this via the Swedes, because Sweden serves as a U.S. interlocutor in situations like this.
Could this be a defection, I wonder?
It could be. There are people who say, or at least some of the reports that are floating are saying that, no, they do think he'll be returned to the U.S. But this other report and this suggestion that he may have been facing some sort of disciplinary action, perhaps if it was a serious disciplinary action, you can speculate, and I emphasize this is only speculation, that he might have made an attempt to defect. And if that is the case, then he may not return. We will see.
Really briefly, how long will it take to resolve this issue? Could it be days or weeks, or could it drag on?
It could drag on. Tensions between the U.S. and North Korea are quite high at this point. They're not getting along. They don't have good diplomatic relations per se. And so the Swedes are going to have to sort this out. We will see if indeed the guy's trying to defect, then, I mean, it's pretty much a done deal. That'll be over. On the other hand, if he wants to come back, it's likely the North Koreans will want to have every I dotted and every T crossed before they do that. And they might even ask for some sort of quid pro quo.
You bet
so,
they will. You
could
bet
go
they
on.
Will. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
If that's the case. John Nichols, it is a fascinating story. John Nichols, National Affairs Correspondent with The Nation. Good to talk to you again. Thank you very much indeed.